Erkey.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we always go inside the Beltway right from the get-go. Our pal Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News, she's an insider, and she's got the skinny on a very big day out of Washington, one that affects all of us, because we've been talking about the possible shutdown of the government now for weeks. Republicans' spending bill passes in the House. Ellen, how many Democrats defected, and what does it entail?
100 Democrats defected. Passed with the Republicans. But I think what's so interesting about that is now you're talking about $4 billion of spending over these 2 weeks. Looks like four of the next. It goes to the Senate. They're having a Senate conference tomorrow morning or today, depending on when you're listening to this broadcast. And so I think that it's going to be an interesting few weeks. A couple people stood up on the floor and said, listen, you know, we are the biggest economy in the world. We're the biggest organization in the world. How can we inspire confidence if we're if we are making budgets in two-week increments?
Yeah, and what a process that would be if that continues to inch along. In fact, and you know this, Senator Harry Reid said it was a terrible way to govern, but it'll probably pass Wednesday when they take it up in the Senate, I'm sure.
Well, yes, maybe with some modifications, not sure about that. Other things on the floor of the House today, people were saying things like, well, this is, you know, this is happening right now, but we are really doing things like getting rid of earmarks, but who are we kidding? We all know that earmarks are really just going to show up in a different direction in the bills, all of that kind of thing.
Wow. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that to see what happens there. In the meantime, the president, you told me before we jumped on, I had no idea, is going down to Florida with Jeb Bush. What's that all about?
Well, the president had had a couple of fundraisers there for a long time, so now he put it together with, in fact, a real outreach to talk about education. Arne Duncan, actually, today, in talking about $350 million for a sort of grant matching kind of program for the state, said it's very important to support young children's learning. And then he talked about the statistics that I think it's something like two-thirds of kids are not at a fourth-grade reading level by the time they get to fourth grade, saying that it's very difficult for kids to catch up if they haven't figured that out yet. And the president will now be going with Jeb Bush, former governor of Florida, to one of their schools that Jeb Bush really pushes as something that he did and as an example. And he's going to actually be flying down to Florida with the president.
No, that'd be an interesting conversation. I'd kind of like to be a fly on the wall on that flight, would you?
We could sell tickets to that.
I agree. Hey, I read this, too. U.S. assault ships headed to the Mediterranean, all that's going on in Libya. I wonder if that's connected, of course, the Suez Canal. What's the latest there with Libya?
Well, two ships will be in the area. Nothing yet about the no-fly zone. Hillary Clinton said basically, and she said it several times, it's time for Gaddafi to leave. Lots of refugees trying to go into Tunisia, real humanitarian crisis with food and that kind of thing. Very unclear what's going to happen. Today, they were going to raise the old Libyan flag in front of the Libyan embassy there. Didn't happen. They apparently locked the doors on the Libyan embassy. So they couldn't do this because there's a conflict as to who really represents Libya here in Washington.
Yep, and again, we'll keep our eye on that as well.
And one other thing, the government, since Friday, our government has frozen $30 billion in Libyan assets.
Yes, we were talking about that just the other day, and that's the most ever, isn't it?
That's the most ever, and they mainly belong to both the Gaddafi family and other people in the government. Of course, they really belong to the Libyan people.
Yeah, no kidding. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, as always, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Ellen, of course, joining us, or somebody from Talk Radio News, giving us a skinny, like I said, every single show right from the get-go. And so it's a two-week period. That's what we're looking at this point. 2 weeks of a budget, and then it's back to trying to figure out what's next. How crazy is that? Ellen's right when she says earmarks will show up in a different form, to be certain, and a lot of what's being talked about will end up in ultimately probably the final budget anyway. So it's kind of nonsense inside the Beltway, but we're used to that, right? It's helter-skelter, in other words.
Because
I know I've said it too many times, so I don't want to sound like a broken record. There's too many dead horses flying around my studio besides Mahalo, my golden retriever. And it's the same old song. It's the same thing that we have been saying. Imagine if we ran companies, and some of you do, big, small, medium, whatever, doesn't matter, and you had no budget, and you didn't know your budget. You can't run a company that way. Can't run a government that way. And unfortunately, the whole thing with the deficit, the song and dance over, we'll make it up and it's a bunch of nonsense and we'll figure out. No, I mean, now is the time to figure it out. And look, the teachers certainly are suffering because of past mistakes. Let's face it, layoff upon layoff upon layoff across the country, where it used to be teaching was the secure profession. Oh, if a woman went into teaching, it's great, because then the kids and the summer, you could do what you want, you could travel, but you were there, and then they could go to the school, and if it was private school, you could get free education or a discount on that education, but not so anymore. I mean, let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, we are all standing at the craps table. Even if you're not a gambler, you are standing there right with me. We are shoulder to shoulder. We're all rolling the dice. And we're just a couple rolls away from snake eyes. I hate to say that. I don't want to start off on a negative note. But that's the truth of it. And this is why here we go again with this budget deal. But interesting how the Democrats bailed, and 100 Democrats were part of that and saying, yeah, absolutely. All right, speaking of bailing, I got to say this right at the top. I'm no big fan of the former senator from Connecticut, Chris Dodd, because his hand was so far in the till it was ridiculous. Talk about getting your free bumps from your financial friends. So how about this? Now Dodd takes over as the chairman and chief executive officer. Are you ready for this? The Motion Picture Association of America, MPAA, baby. Better known as, we don't know crap about ratings. So it'd be interesting to see what happens there. If you've ever, and it's tight lips when it comes to what goes on there. If you've ever seen the way they rate pictures and sometimes how sad it is for the filmmakers, now you got a guy like Dodd who is going to be the deal maker since he is going to head the thing. Wow. Initially they were talking about Bob Kerry. But he turned it down. He probably said, forget it. I'm out of politics. I don't want politics of any sort. So the fates and fortunes of some now have turned on a dime in a different direction. It is a very profitable, high-profile position, to say the least. All right, coming up around the bend, a couple of interesting things. One, not enough time to spend with the family. We hear this over and over again. I've seen this, sadly, with nieces and nephews, where they are given everything, but what they really crave is some time with their father or their mother. So coming up next, we're going to tell you about an organization that is striving to do that through fishing. Yeah, casting a few lines with the kids. Stick around.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals. needed for a healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
Games, jobs, and a million other things. People have so many excuses as to not having time to spend with their kids. What has happened to the family? I've seen it with my friends. I hate to say it. They are good parents. They try to be good parents, but the one thing that they can't seem to give their kids is time. Our next guest has come up with a brilliant, I think, brilliant way for families to reconnect. His name is Shane Wilson. I'm going to send you even to the website for further explanation because it spells it all out for you. It's about fishing, baby. I love fishing anyway, right? So go to fishingsfuture.com. Shane, thanks for popping on ATM with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Kate. We're honored to be here.
Fishing. I do. I love fishing. And I think it is a way to spend time away from everything. There's something about fishing when you're in a boat or you're on the bank somewhere or you're at the end of a dock. Am I right about that? Is that part of why you chose fishing?
Well, Kate, there's something about fishing, I have to say. There's the thing that I like about fishing the most is you don't have to be any good to catch fish. You can be a beginner or a professional. And you're going to catch fish if you have patience.
There you go. So that's the key to it. But is what made you, what was it in your head that made you decide, first of all, let's roll back a little bit. What made you start the organization? What made you come up with the idea that, okay, I'm jumping into this? Because you didn't have to jump into this. You have your own family. You could focus on your own family. What made you decide to do this?
Well, for the last 11 years, I've been the administrator for the alternative program for a local school district. I'm an educator. And I found out there's a lot of parents that just don't know how to interact with their children. There's a lot more broken homes than there used to be, and I needed to put parents back in the lives of kids, and fishing is the avenue that I chose.
Yeah, and when you first decided to do this, what did your friends tell you?
they thought I was a little bit crazy. They said, it's a great idea. I don't know how you're going to do it. And at the time, I didn't know either, and I still don't. But we've been doing it since 2004, and I'm still pushing.
Okay, and so how does somebody, like let's say somebody's listening to this and saying, wow, this is such a great idea. How can I get involved in this? How can I get started in this? What can people do? Obviously, they can go to your website.
Well, that's a good start. It's fishingsfuture.org. If you go to the .com, it'll still roll over. But they can go to the website and they can look. They can volunteer. First of all, they can commit to themselves that, hey, I've never done this. I'm going to take my son or daughter, or my grandson or daughter, or my niece or nephew, and we're going to go fishing next weekend. That's an internal commitment, but they can volunteer. We are opening chapters up all over the state of Texas, and we're rolling out now into other states. There's contributions that can be made, everything from as much as they want to give to just calling and saying, hey, we support you, and liking me on Facebook.
There you go, because that's how the buzz starts. And what you do is Fishing's Future, you also do other things. You've got, when I was looking at your website, I was like, wow, that's such a cool idea. You have kayaking camps, you have actually tournaments, and you have fishing camps too.
That's correct. We started with fishing camps. And if I take a little 6 or 7 year old and say, hey, we're going to go fishing, and the parents drop them off and I take them fishing and the child has some success, when they come back home, they're going to say, oh, man, I love this. This is so much fun. But if mommy or daddy doesn't know anything about it and they're not really accustomed to being out into nature, they're probably not going to get to go. So these camps that we've designed, we put them together where the parents are active participants. Every skill that a child learns, the parent learns right along with them. Of course, the parent learns it easier, so the parent in turn turns and helps their son or daughter learn, which is the bonding moment that puts them back into the learning environment with their child. Then we actually go fishing at the end of the day, and when they catch a fish, the parents are beaming with pride, as all parents do when their son or daughter catches their first fish. The kid's ecstatic because, you know, they've got something that's banging around on the end of the line. They don't want to touch it. They touch it. They take it off. They turn it loose back into the water. Everybody's happy, and chances are they go fishing. That just gives them another opportunity to get out and both feel safe and comfortable at doing something.
What have you found after 7 years? I gotta imagine that you've seen something open up with the people that come to the fishing camp or go to the website, ask you questions, call up, and once you started this 7 years ago, now you're at this point where it's even growing more, and you're talking about opening it up in other states and other chapters and other events and all that kind of stuff. So obviously it's rolling along, but what have you seen that's really made you say, oh, I am so glad I did this?
Kate, I've had folks call me as I'm driving home from an event, and one particular that stands out, there was a doctor who, you know, was divorced, and he sees his son and daughter a couple of times throughout the month. They hunted a little bit, he and his son, but they really couldn't connect. You know, the child has an iPhone, which, you know, if you have an iPhone anymore, you're glued to it, and the Xbox 30 or 360s, et cetera, and the dad just didn't know, and he said, you know, I'm a surgeon, I make good money. I think it's my responsibility to work hard and provide them what they need. He brought his son to this camp, and his son, I think, was 8 or 9 at the time. The little boy caught a fish after the day was done, and he pulled the fish in. He dropped the pole. He turned and he gave his dad a hug around the waist, and he looked at me and said, Daddy, this is the best day of my life. And the father said this on the phone. He said, I looked down into my son's eyes, and I saw something I'd never seen. I saw real joy. And he said, Shane, I want you to know that you are causing me to readjust my priorities in life.
Wow.
That, Kate, is you know, and that's just one that sticks out. But when we put parents and kids together in this kind of an environment, it changes lives. And it's the beginning of a new relationship from that day forward. And it just reinforces my commitment to it.
Yeah, because that's enforcing the fact that now these bonds are growing. And I don't know what it is. It's what I said right before we went to you, that you know, you give your kids, I see this all the time, get them bigger, badder things, you know, the best computer, the Nook, the iPod, the whatever it is. But it doesn't matter, Shane, and obviously you recognize this, all the material things you can give them, it really is time, isn't it? And you know, because you're on grandkids now, isn't it really time that they want?
It's time. It's time that they want. It's time that they need. And parents, as much as they love their children, and they love them just as much now as they did when we were growing up, but they, you know, they've been taken out of the basics, and I'm trying to reconnect them to those basics. When was the last time, Kate, you saw a little boy or a girl climb a tree? They don't do this. So
no.
We started with the kids' fish camps. We're rolling. You know, after you've been to a kids' fish camp, what's the next step? Well, the next step is to learn how to kayak and maybe go out in a kayak and fish, or go out in a canoe and canoe around a little pond with your dad or your mom or your grandfather. My grandfather got me started years and years and years ago, and by the time I was 7, I was hooked on fishing. I would come home from Sunday school every Sunday, and my granddad, I'd look out as we were driving up, and I'd see him sitting down at a little pond we had on our property, and I didn't even want to change clothes. And I ran down there and we fished, and he died when I was 7. And by that time, I knew that I wanted to give back what he gave me. And it's taken me a long time to do it, but that's what fishing's future is, and we're giving it back.
Yeah, good for you. Are you seeing that women are some women coming out too, or is it mostly dads and sons or kind of a mixture?
Oh, no. Surprisingly, we probably have 56 to 60% of our participants are mothers with sons or mothers with daughters.
Wow.
It's very surprising the amount of women. That's one of the things that really surprised me. I thought, this will be a male bonding thing. But no, it's what a blessing for women to get back out and say, hey, I want to do this. And once they know how to do it, boy, a woman will tackle about anything, especially if she's got a couple of kids that are pulling on her to do it.
Yeah, no kidding. And the kids, we should say this too, the kids can be ages, what, 6 to 13? That's primarily the group?
We target age 6 to 13. Research indicates that a child in between 9 and 11, if they get involved in the outdoors at that age, that's a very formidable age for them. And the statistics and research backs it up that they will be much more environmentally conscious as they grow older. And if we don't do something now, we're going to be in a world of hurt. So
yeah,
we've
no
targeted
kidding.
The 6 to 13-year-olds.
Man, no kidding. I think it's tremendous what you're doing, Shane. What a pleasure to learn about your story. I hope a lot of people listening here in America tonight take the time and go to fishingsfuture.org. Maybe you can help start a chapter in your own area. Wouldn't that be terrific? Shane, once again, we appreciate you and what you're doing, and thanks for joining us on ATN.
Okay, it's been a true honor. Thank you for what you do. I love you. You're fantastic. And, hey, go fishing sometime.
Absolutely. I want to catch a big one. Thanks, Shane.
Okay, bye-bye.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
So the latest in the Charlie Sheen saga, which our own Alex Jones broke that story. He's friendly with Sheen and, as all of you know, called his show, his radio show, and that sort of started the whole ball rolling. Now everybody is climbing over themselves to get an interview with Charlie Sheen, and he's obliging. It's all a very strange thing on TMZ. That's one of those things you don't admit you watch, because I can't even stand it. But if it's, like I said, if you're trapped in the couch, you're immobile, and that happens to come on after the little news block you've been watching, you are just captivated for that moment, and he did some crazy backyard interview. So this is a slice. I'm just going to give you a little slice of the latest from Charlie Sheen. Take a listen.
Well, you've thought about the goddesses. Come on, they're an international sensation. These are my girlfriends. These are the women that I love that have completed the three parts of my heart. Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go. Well, I mean, wouldn't you? I don't have a job. I got a whole family to support and love. I'm here to collect, you know, and they're going to lose.
Yeah, there you go. And they're going to lose. Some of what he said is, some of the stuff that he's saying is funny, and some of it you just feel badly for him because obviously a lot is going on there. Now, 2.5 Men what they're saying is it might, the future's uncertain. CBS is saying they just might shut the whole thing down. It's looking more and more that way. At least they're paying the crew for the four episodes they'll miss this season. Each and every Tuesday, we go out to Hollywood and talk to our pal Stephen Shohat, Hollywood Stories. Boy, he's always got the inside scoop. Stephen, Charlie Sheen has to be the talk of the town, I can imagine.
Yeah, he is being talked about quite a bit. You know, that show was really based on him. I mean, Chuck Lorre, the producer, back in 2003 when he was making Dharma and Greg, he just got into a conversation with one of the writers on the show. What if a degenerate's life was improved by being around a kid? And for some reason, the Charlie Sheen came to mind, and so he contacted Charlie Sheen about it, and Charlie Sheen loved the idea, had a great sense of humor, and that's how the show developed. So it's a unique situation. I mean, John Stamos, for example, has been talked about replacing Charlie Sheen. John Stamos cracked, there's no truth to me replacing Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men, but Martin Sheen wants me for his new son. So, it's really an interesting situation. I feel bad for the guy.
I do too.
I can't help it, and maybe I shouldn't. I don't know if he's anti-Semitic. I hope not. I know he's a 9/11 truther, and sometimes that leads some people down an anti-Semitic road. But I hope, I have friends who have met him who said he was a really nice guy. If you watch bloopers of Two and a Half Men, when things go wrong and he laughs, he seems like a really nice guy. John Cryer says he's a really nice guy. Obviously, he was sort of pushed into getting into AA. He has spoken out for years that he's against AA. And so he was pushed into it. And then when he came back, no shows were written and they weren't ready to go. And it really set him off. And now at the very end here, he seems to realize that maybe I shouldn't have aired all this laundry publicly and maybe I should have chosen another way to respond. At least that's what he said in one of the interviews. It's hard to keep track of all of them.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I was saying, is that everybody is getting the interviews with him. I met him once. I've told this story, and he was very nice. He was smoking a billion cigarettes, which is his own choice, and he had a few drinks, but he was very friendly and nice. It was at an NBA All-Star game, and I agree with you. I feel for him, and we'll see how this all turns out in the end. I'm glad the crew gets their money for those four shows, as I mentioned, the four episodes. The Oscars, I'm going to switch gears on you. The Oscars wrap up. And the first thing I got to ask you is, because, boy, a lot of people reviewed the Oscars and completely bombed, said it bombed with Anne Hathaway and James Franco. What did you think?
I thought it was very bad. One thing is, it's so inside. I mean, like, it's very nice Christian Bale talking about Dickie Ward and giving him the shout out. But you know, one thing I think they need is to explain sort of what the movies are about and maybe some of the stories behind them a little bit. Like, when you get a really good DVD, they have great interviews with the actors. They could lead in, with little bits of information. I mean, it's such an insider show. So also that was with the case with Anne Hathaway when she did that little number teasing Hugh Jackman, which was referring to the Oscars 2 years ago where Hugh Jackman pulled her out of the crowd to do a dance number with
yes.
him. But how are people going to know that? So there's so many great things about Hollywood. I mean, that's one reason why I wrote a book about Hollywood, trying to tell all these stories. And they hardly shared any bits of information. And I think if you don't have a comedian like Billy Crystal hosting the show, or Bob Hope, I think you need to celebrate the movies more. And they really didn't, hardly at all. In fact, normally they'll run the clips from the best pictures throughout the show. They didn't do that. The award that's my personal favorite, the Lifetime Achievement Award. When I was a kid, I used to love that. Like when Groucho Marx or Charlie Chaplin, they put the montage of their movies together and then they appeared on stage. They didn't even let the three guys speak. I mean, and having three guys, I think, is a little bit too much, but I mean, that's the moment for the crowd to take appreciation of these people who have really contributed to the industry. And, you know, it was just, you blinked and you missed it. So, I think there were a lot of things. And obviously, James Franco looked like, I mean, I don't know if that's his approach or whatever, but he looked like he just didn't want to be there. So, you know, the whole thing was a misfire, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a misfire, too. I taped it, but then because of everybody really trashing it, I decided, well, I'm going to go back and look at parts of it. And I agree with you when Anne Hathaway did that musical number. It wouldn't make sense to anyone unless you really knew what was going on and watched the Oscars a lot. Like you said, a lot of inside stuff. And plus, not showing the pictures, not having more of the pictures. Remember when they did it the year they did it? Maybe it was last year or the year before that, when they had actors and actresses come out and talk about the people that were nominated?
Yeah, I found that. I remember that. I think it was 2 years ago. And
yes,
I found that a bit awkward, too, to be honest with you, when they had that one-on-one thing where one actor came out and talked to an older actor, came out and talked to a younger actor or actress. And,
right.
I thought that was, I felt uncomfortable for that. That for me, I mean, personally, I mean, you know, there are different ideas and they're creative and, you know, you should try them. But I really think they need to let the audience in as to what's going on. I mean, the highlight of the show for me was Sandra Bullock. I mean, I thought she was, you know, witty and had a lot of your typical
yeah.
good sense of humor about the whole thing. And coming back. Yeah, and then, of course, the Kirk Douglas thing, I mean, that was, for me personally, hard to watch, although I did laugh about it a little bit after I thought about it the next day. I felt sorry for the actresses because he was,
kind of
making it about himself.
But he's old Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Biggest surprise of the night.
I don't know. I guess James Franco coming out in a dress, and thinking that was going to be funny, you know, I mean, it's just like, you know, Milton Berle Revisited. I mean, you know, I guess that was it. I don't think there was any surprises. I mean, I got two of them wrong. I went with Underdogs when I got the two best actress categories wrong. But,
right.
You know, but the people I didn't pick were the favorites, Natalie Portman and Melissa Leo. So,
sure.
And then Melissa Leo, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't think she, it seemed kind of fraudulent to me what she was doing up there. I mean, like pretending she was shocked to win maybe I shouldn't say that, but it
you already did. You
yeah.
said it. You were being honest. The best acceptance speech.
I really like Christian Bale's acceptance speech, but I like Colin Firth too. I mean,
yeah.
I thought everybody was, except for Melissa Leo, was pretty classy with their acceptance speech. And again, you know, it's too bad. The great story of David Seidler overcoming his stuttering and you know, reaching that point, that's a dream come true. That's a wonderful story. The writer of The King's Speech. And also that I wonder how many people knew that Christian Bale was playing Dickie Ward if they didn't see that movie, that he was
yeah.
shouting out to him and they had such a close relationship apparently. There were good speeches. Just the show as a whole, it just was, very hard to watch.
So we only have a couple minutes left. Your vote for who do you think should host the Oscars next time around? I'm going with Jon Stewart.
Oh, I don't know. I have to think about it. I think Jon Stewart did it one time, didn't he?
And he was good. I thought he was pretty solid.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they could do a lot of different people. I think the writing has to be better. I don't know if those were Bruce Valanche's jokes. But I think they need sharper writing and more content. And I think it's less about the host. But I'll have to, I have to think about it. But if Billy Crystal is willing to show up for that one scene, I mean, I don't know why
Maybe
he can't
do
the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Excellent. Stephen Shohat, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, and the book is called Hollywood Stories, and the website's hollywoodstories.com.
So easy to remember. Thanks, Stephen.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UtopiaSilver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The excitement of March Madness is in the air as college basketball once again gets ready to hold its version of the playoffs. When did it begin and why are so many people glued to the results? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
It all started in 1939, the brainchild of Kansas basketball coach Fong Allen. The idea, a single elimination tourney made up of teams from the National Collegiate Athletic Association's Division I schools. There's only 2 ways for teams to get in, automatically by winning their conference or by being picked by the selection committee. Allen and a group of NCAA coaches started the tourney, but it was actually H.V. Porter, an Illinois basketball referee, who wrote that a little March Madness may contribute to my sanity, coining the phrase that's endured. Talk about insanity. People who might not even follow College Hoop suddenly know the teams and players. Why? Millions will take part in the office pool, plunking down a few bucks for the chance to win it all by picking the championship teams. Speaking of winning, UCLA has done it 11 times, a record that might not ever be broken. This is the Sports Princess for Sports Shorts.
Yeah.
going for a second down the path of sports shorts. Some of these NFLers might have time to go to the club and dance back to the oldies because, let me tell you, a federal judge really laid down the hammer with a fierce blow. Boom! I mean, I'm telling you, he took a mallet to the NFL. This is the deal. U.S. District Court Judge David Doty overruled Special Master Stephen Burbank's recent ruling, if you remember, that the owners could use the $4 billion in tube money that they were stashing away as a potential work stoppage fund if the collective bargaining agreement expires on Thursday, if there was, you know, no collective bargaining agreement. So what the judge ruled essentially is the NFL violated the CBA and called for a separate hearing to assess the damages that have to be awarded to the players. After the ruling, the NFL had this to say. I'm going to read you just a little statement. This is from the NFL. As we have frequently said, our clubs are prepared for any contingency, this decision included. Today's ruling will have no effect on our efforts to negotiate a new balanced labor agreement. Okay? But the Players Association said this. The ruling means there is an irrefutable evidence that the owners had premeditated this plan to lock out players and fans for more than 2 years. The players want to play football. This is the only goal we are focused on. So the NFL has lost its grip. They've lost serious leverage in the negotiations because of the ruling. So does this help with a CBA, or does it make the two sides grow further apart because the billions in leverage was part of a lockout plan? That's what they had, money in the coffers. Hey, if we get screwed, we got this money. We got 2 years of money. That means they didn't act in good faith. That's the first thing I thought. As soon as I heard that, I thought, oh, man, that's wicked. These guys aren't stupid. Of course not. They had money under the mattress. They had money on the mattress. And so they were, yes, wanting not to have a work stoppage, but they had a contingency plan. Woo! Wow. Also, by the way, the union, the players' union, is saying that the NFL didn't secure the maximum revenue as they're supposed to do in 2009 and 2010 when they renegotiated their contracts, because that's what they have to do for however the length of the television contract is, with Fox, NBC, ESPN, CBS, and DirecTV, because they all carry some of the games. And that included the revised work stoppage plans. Interesting, isn't it? It's going to be, I think, a real challenge to get beyond this. So get ready for possibly a work stoppage unless the owners truly, because they're hiding these costs, unless the owners just say, well, screw it. You know, now this is out here. Boom. We're just going to go beyond this and we're going to figure out a way to come up with this agreement. The players have the upper hand. The players union has the upper hand at this point. And trust me, this is the biggest game going in the U.S. You think of the fantasy football teams. You think of just people who are fans of teams. You think of the merchandise that has moved. I mean, so much hinges on the NFL. And if there is a big-time lockout, boy, they really run the risk of alienating some fans. I mean, yes, it's different than baseball. Remember, you're going to have scab players? Who are you going to get to play out there? So the NFL can't use that cash that they stored away in the work stoppage. Woo! Matt, you and I were talking about this on a previous show. We're both big NFL fans. Can you imagine? I mean, the rippling effects. This is a big deal. This is a big deal that this was uncovered, that they weren't negotiating in good faith because they had money. They had money to bring to the table, so they, you know, they stored it away so they were going to be okay. Yes. Right. This really forces the hand of the owner. So they either are gonna, they're either gonna come up with something, or they're gonna be, or they're just gonna shut it down. I'm predicting they're gonna shut it down for at least a short while.
So you're calling for their heads, huh?
I am. I think that they're, unless, listen, when you have their feet to the fire, maybe cooler heads prevail and they get on the phones, they start working the phones and say to each other, well, geez, we can't, do we really want to do this? We can't use this money now, so we're going to have to come up with something quick here. What do you suggest we do?
Well, it definitely levels the playing field a little bit.
It does. It does. They're in arbitration right now. They're trying to figure this out. And so this has really thrown a monkey wrench into the whole thing. Crazy. Yeah, it's interesting. I've said this before. We're watching whether or not the government's going to shut down, which now they're not because the House votes and they got a two-week extension. You know the Senate's going to sign off on this on Wednesday. They're going to do it. So there's a two-week reprieve. But with the NFL, I'm not so sure that that's going to happen. Even if it's just a little bit of a lockout, I think that may happen because of the time, because of the time constraints. I think that might happen. We'll see. Because the owners really want the 18 games, the players don't want to do it. They're far apart on a few things. Remember, I always say that you can shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net. And it's funny, I'm going to do this. We will at some point go to the official mailbag. But I got an interesting note here from Jake in Austin. He says, teachers, teachers, teachers. There have been songs written about them. There have been crushes in the past. We give our teachers apples, and sometimes we get more than we bargain for. In the end, Kate, what happens to education in this country with what we're seeing, not just in Wisconsin, but across the land? I said this at the top of the show. Lost in all of what's going on with the budget crunches in 30-plus states, I mean really almost all the states, is they're reaching to slice and dice, which you have to do to balance the budget. I mean, who's giving you money? California tried the IOUs and it didn't work out. So teachers are on the cut list. The classes are going to be bigger. The ratio to the teachers to some of the kids. It's a shame because we're not testing well already as it is. So what's the future? You know, who knows? If your kid's good at video gaming, you might want to keep them going in that direction. I'm just saying.
We did some Charlie Sheening, and we were fine. Yeah, we just
we're just heening our heads off.
Yeah.
You want to get high?